You know that summer is near, or summer is here. Can you be sure of summer, here or near? Well, not really yet anyway, at least not last week. St. Louis has a foul summer. If it's not foul, it's not summer, or it's not St. Louis. Tertium non datur. It is St. Louis, and so it's not summer. Perhaps today. Actually, it must be the jet stream that is out of whack. Aristotle, who was at the cutting edge of natural science, had explanations for almost everything. But he didn't know about the jet stream. Luther didn't know about the jet stream either. What Luther knew about was faith. That's Jesus for sure. Luther observed that there were no lack of people who had explanations for all the spectacular things in apocalyptic Luke 21. There were plausible explanations and natural explanations, even without knowing about the jet stream. Confronted by these explanations, we can get into a hassle with them. Attempting some better explanations, or even come up with some reliable calculations. And so miss the whole point, faith, Jesus. There's a lot of heavy stuff in Luke 21 before we come to today's gospel. Today's good news. The fig tree is good news. Consider the fig tree, how it grows. Gaunt in winter, all its leaves stripped off, stark, bare branches, quite dead, finished. Not so. Around Nisan, new, fresh leaves come alive, sprout and grow. On the old branches, the first figs form. Later, on the new growth, comes a further crop of fruit. First figs were the first fruits of spring, and later, more. Now, before we slip into any calculations or alluring allegory, we need perhaps to be reminded that this of the fig tree was a parable, a disclosure of Jesus, with a point of comparison. As surely as the fig tree puts forth leaves, so surely summer is near. So surely Jesus is bringing his work to completion. In our gospel, that work is called the kingdom of God. All that belongs to the kingdom of God will surely be accomplished. In the short view, already during the generation contemporary with Jesus. In the long view, during this generation, this people, while there are still Jews, all things will be accomplished for the kingdom of God. For them, Jesus still yearns to be their Messiah until the end. Yet Messiah's work was soon to be accomplished that same week. After the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus and the sending of his Spirit, the next and last big thing will be the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory in summer's full harvest. We live in the time between, and the parable of the fig tree tells of Jesus, of whom we can be sure. Anything that suggests we cannot perhaps be sure of him, that there's been some slip-up, that perhaps his promises can't be trusted, is then a contradiction of the message of the parable of the fig tree. If you can't be quite sure of Jesus, then the temptation is to attempt some faithless shoring up. If we can get a handle on the signs, then we may show that Jesus is actually not off course. or timetable. Or we give our readings of what's going on. With the proliferation of nuclear warheads, any day some fool may press the button and we are wiped out. Grim. But we here will have worked out a way in which the Lord might be able to manage the end of the world. 2 Peter 3:12 says, the heavens being on fire shall be delivered, be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And now we have the bombs to do it. Or, if the world won't be fried by the sun getting too hot, it'll be frozen by the sun cooling off. The old liberal theology was buried in the mud of the trenches of the First World War. A secularized kingdom of God was not in the cards. And utopian Marxism gives way to realpolitik. Not much of a future, not much hope, so grab what you can while you can. World pessimism has had a considerable run. And there are signs of a swing to optimism. America has turned around. Reagan is in the White House, all's right with the world. But then there are the Democrats who tell us what a hash he's made of it, brinking to disaster. And the politicians, as they give their readings, will occasionally make a respectful reference to God, sometimes even linking him up with their promises, and usually with a pluralistic vagueness. All of this can be so in the forefront of our thinking that we quite forget about the fig tree. About fig tree Jesus. As surely as the new leaves mean summer is near, so surely Jesus is doing his work through it all, bringing to completion the kingdom of God. Where is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is where Jesus is king. Where I live is where Jesus is king, says the man of faith. The message of the fig tree and of the signs is given only to faith, that is, sure Jesus. All our past he has taken upon himself. All our future is his sure gift, as the fig tree says. And so we have a present. A Jesus present. No absent Jesus, no delaying Jesus, but present Jesus, for we are given his words which tell of him and bestow what they say by the working of his Spirit. Heaven and earth, and all the evidences they may supply, are not so sure as his words. Summer school is extra time for new growth in his words in us, even if we can't be quite sure that it's yet really summer or not. For those who have heard the message of the parable of the fig tree, for those who live in a present sure of Jesus, sure of his words, as sure as he is sure, there is no time to be escaped from into fluctuating optimisms and pessimisms. There simply is not enough time to do the things that are ours to do where he is king. The ways of his being king are given us through his sure words. With his words, with him. Happy growing summer school. For they are more sure than anything or everything in heaven and earth. We close our eyes to nothing. Only faith can have the courage to face it all without blinking, without suppressing or inflating any of the evidence. A spade is a spade, and Jesus is a fig tree Jesus. Hence the watchfulness, the sober realism, the bottom of it all confidence that it is before the Son of Man before whom we stand. The Son of Man of whom Daniel speaks, The Son of Man who gave his life a ransom for many. The Son of Man who was lifted up and who cried, "It is accomplished." That fact holds through it all. The one who sits on the throne to judge is the same enthroned on the cross. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. The tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and vine give their full yield. Is that where you live? Is that where you do summer school? The answer is not from ourselves or from our calculation, but only from him, from his words. And so let us pray in his name and build our lives and our prayers on his words. We pray.